This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
So this just came in. They are making changes for the playoff this upcoming year. The top four seeds are going to get first round byes, regardless if it wins a conference title. Conference champs will then get auto bids, but are seeded based on rankings. This will be the final year of the 12-team playoff. They're then going to a new structure, 14 or 16 after this year. So we're only going to have two seasons of this 12-team format. So you might be wondering, what does this mean in real sense? Well, last year, Texas and Penn State both would have received byes last year. Boise State, that was the three seed that made absolutely no sense to anybody why Boise State automatically got a bye last year. Boise State would have gone from the three seed to the nine seed. Arizona State would have gone from the fourth seed to the 11 seed. So if you go based off what happened, if you take this year's criteria for last year, this is how it would have gone last year. Indiana would have hosted Boise State, Notre Dame would have hosted Clemson, Ohio State would have hosted Arizona State, and Tennessee would have hosted SMU. That is how last year's postseason would have been. I think the team that would have benefited the most from this would have been Oregon. Remember, Oregon played Ohio State in the second round. In this scenario, they either would have played Indiana or Boise State. Certainly a much better situation to be in than what Oregon was in. I thought last year Oregon was the team that simply got the short end of the stick with the way that the seeding worked, but it made sense. It was your first year. You're trying to figure out a system that everybody is happy with, and I think we saw the flaws in how they wanted to do it last year. This is a lot closer to what I think it should be than based on last year. I'm sorry. Boise State was not one of the four best teams in college football last year. I don't know why we were treating them that way. I don't know why we were treating Arizona State that way last year either. So if you were telling me that Indiana's the 8 seed, Boise's the 9 seed, and now Arizona State and Clemson are the 11 and 12 seed, that's a lot closer to what I think it should have been. I love this change. I welcome this change. And if this is going to be our final year of the 12-team playoff, let's try to do it right. And let's try to have it be fair to the top four teams in college football, because I'm not sure if last year's system was fair to those teams.
So I'm like 80% of the way with you. I think last year's system was lunacy, and it, no disrespect to Boise State. We know Boise State was a good team. They had a top, what, five draft pick on and a second place Heisman winner on their team. Boise State's a good team. Like I don't think they were great, but they were good. So I like that we had a system that it's not penalizing them for playing in a group of five. What I don't like about this new system, and it's my one complaint, is that the top four don't have to win their conference. That feels to me like we are opening up for the SEC to have its first place and runner up be in the top four because we just feel like they're the top four. Like, you just told me with the NFL that winning your division has to matter. Now we're going to have a situation where Georgia wins the SEC. They beat Texas in the SEC title game. Both those teams then finish top four, but I don't know. Let's just say K-State is, or Texas Tech are both trendy picks from the Big 12 this year. One of those teams wins the Big 12, but they're not in the top four. They don't get a bye, but there's two SEC teams. I think conference championships have to matter. I like the idea of tweaking it so that we're not bending over backwards to make a group of five team get a bye if they're top 10. And that's hinky. But the idea that multiple conferences can have top four teams despite one of them not winning their division or winning the conference does feel a little icky to me.
Yeah, but I guess in this, though, and this is where I think just structurally it's different than the NFL is, all these teams are not even. In the NFL, every team has the exact same rules. They have access to the same resources. Every team starts the year with the same amount of draft picks. Then it's based on how you maneuver those picks. Everybody goes through the same free agency process. Everybody has the same salary cap. In the NFL, it is designed where all 32 teams are operating on a level playing field. We all know that's not how college football is. Now, I'm with you. If you win the Big 12, it has to mean something. But I'm sorry. Last year's Big 12 winner was not better than Ohio State. I know Ohio State didn't win their league. Ohio State is a better team than Arizona State. They are a better team than some of those. We know it. We see it. So why can't we just have a playoff system, a playoff structure that, yes, if you win the Big 12, you automatically should qualify for the playoffs. We shouldn't have.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I have to argue that. We shouldn't have a scenario like what happened with Florida State a couple of years ago where you win the ACC, but now you are outside of the mix for winning a championship. But I'm sorry, you just can't get me to pretend that Boise State, because they won their league, you can't get me to believe that they're better than Georgia that finished second in the SEC. Maybe that is a bias that we have, and that is a bias that I can live with. But if Boise State and Georgia tomorrow played at a neutral site, Georgia would be a 16.5 point favorite. I have to factor in some of that when we are having these conversations about who should play where, at least in the first round. Now, after you get after that first round, we're now talking neutral sites the rest of the way. Now we're talking about Texas plays Arizona State at a neutral site. All right, that's fair then. Let the chips fall where they may. But if we are talking about how to navigate this thing, I'm sorry, last year it was seeded incorrectly. It never made sense how Oregon, who was the best team in college football, their reward for having a bye was to play the second best team in the Big Ten. That's not how the playoff system should funnel itself.
I just feel like it is a system that we have opened up to implicit bias, which has favored the SEC historically and is recently favoring the Big Ten.
Isn't that college football, unfortunately?
Because for your example, last year, for someone who always tells me the regular season in college football has to matter, remember in week 12 when Ohio State lost to Michigan, they didn't even play in their conference championship game because they lost. There has to be a punishment for that. It shouldn't be the committee thinks, listen, they were 10-2. They lost a tough one at home in a rivalry game. They lost to Oregon. So we're still going to have them as the sixth best team, despite the fact their record shows they're like the ninth best team. That regular season has to matter. And I feel like with college football, we just too often go by the eye test and the feel and, hey, what we believe as opposed to the numbers and the data. Last year, Ohio State, hey, if you don't want to be the five seed, or I guess, yeah, they're the five seed, and you want to be one of the top four teams, beat Michigan, because then you're playing in the Big Ten title game, and I will have here an argument for why you should be top four. But you didn't. I'm sorry. You dropped to five. Tennessee, you were the 12 seed. Well, hold on. We played in the toughest conference in America. Win more games. That should be how it works, not the committee just picking, hey, strength of schedule, we feel like this team had a harder run.
Yeah, and this is a fair argument. CDOT, it sounds like your argument against college football goes against what you think the NFL playoff should be. Because the NFL has a structure that the college football doesn't have. Like, yes, I think that college football should operate in a way that makes sense for college. In the NFL, everybody's system is an algorithm. You don't get to control who you play in the NFL. The Chiefs' schedule is simple. You play these teams in your conference. You play this AFC conference. You play this NFC conference. You then play the teams that won these other leagues. We don't ever complain about schedule in the NFL. We complain about schedule in the NCAA all the time. There is a way to manipulate your schedule in college football to make the postseason that you simply can't do in the NFL. You can play nobody purposely in the non-con. And if you get the right year where you're Indiana and you don't play anybody that matters last year, then yeah, you can make it. So yes, how I think you should make the playoffs in the NFL and what I think the reward should be for doing something is different in college football, because in the NFL, the New York Giants and the Jacksonville Jaguars have the exact same chance at winning. They have access to the same talent. Vanderbilt and Ohio State do not have the same chance of winning. They don't. They don't get the same caliber of players. They don't spend the same amount on their resources. They are not even in that sense. So yes, I do think how the two teams should operate are drastically different. And I guess maybe for me, what I would like to eliminate is I want to eliminate teams like Indiana to the best of my ability. And maybe I'll never be able to eliminate Indiana from making the postseason. There's just always going to be a year in which an Indiana team makes it. But last year, Indiana at really no point last year proved to us that they were one of the 12 best teams in college football. They just had one of the 12 best schedules last year in college football. And anytime we saw Indiana play a team that remotely looked like a playoff team, they got their doors blown off them last year.
But didn't that happen in the NFL too? Like, you're right. Indiana can control it. They put, JMU and Tulsa on their schedule. But the same way the NFL is an algorithm, sometimes you spin the wheel and you get the AFC South as your opponent and the cross-division thing, and you get to feast on the Titans and the Jags.
You're like, right.
It's the same luck factor, and I don't hear you saying, like, we got to keep the Broncos out of the playoffs. It's the same.
Yeah, you're right, but the Broncos played the Chiefs twice. They played the Chargers twice last year. Now, they lost those games. Yeah, sure. But these were Indiana's wins last year. Indiana beat Florida International, Western Illinois, UCLA, Charlotte, Maryland, Northwestern, Nebraska, Washington, Michigan State, Michigan, Purdue. That's not a playoff team. We know that's not a playoff team. They didn't beat a single ranked opponent the entire year. What's their best win last year? No, that team's not a playoff team. I'm sorry.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.